Its current state on WKAR. Wednesday on our program means it's time for Neighbors in Action, when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we hear about an organization you're probably familiar with, the YMCA. But what you might not know is the organization offers a lot more than swimming lessons, including programs for adult refugees and physical education programs in Lansing Public Schools. To tell us more about these programs, Executive Director of the Oak Park Branch, Kelly King. Also joining us is Ray Neatfield, who manages Summer Place Townhomes, where many of the refugee families in Greater Lansing live. Welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having us.
Kelly, most people know the YMCA for things like their summer camps or neighborhood workout spot, but the organization does more than that, including working with Lansing area refugees. Tell us about that programming.
Correct. Well, it actually started about 2 years ago now. We worked with Cedar Way Free Methodist Church and started a youth program for refugees. And due to the success of that program and helping with communication and team building with the refugee youth, we actually expanded the program to help out parents of refugee children. And so now we run a parenting skills program for refugee parents out of the Summer Place Townhomes.
How many refugees do you serve altogether?
So we have, with the parenting skills program right now, we're running about 22 refugees that come to the program on a regular basis.
Okay, but a bunch of kids as
well. So yes, kids throughout the school year, we serve about 100 throughout the school year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this has really taken off in just a couple of years.
It has.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's very interesting. Last year, you received a $15,000 grant to help refugees acculturate to America. Tell us a little bit about what that program does.
Absolutely. That's the parenting skills program that we were talking about. And thanks to the Capital Region Community Foundation, we are able to provide a curriculum for parents trying to learn American cultural norms that we as Americans take for granted. The refugees obviously have come to an unfamiliar place and not necessarily wanting to leave their home country in that, and they're put into a whole new culture in an area where they don't speak the language. And anything that we can do throughout the Y to help them just acclimate to the area and help their kids acclimate to the area especially is why we started.
Can you give us an example of that?
So absolutely. I think the big thing for us is just the simple things that we might take for granted, like reading our child's report card. That's not a normal situation for a refugee to come into. They're not really sure on how the American school system works in that. So how do they know if their kids are doing well in programs when they don't really know the system on which we grade the kids and test them?
Ray, you manage Summer Place Townhomes, where many of the refugee families in the YMCA program live. What kind of impact is this place having?
Well, Summer Place is comprised of 136 residents, which is about 650 individuals that live at the property. And over the years, the YMCA and several other partners in the community have made large impacts on the refugees' lives and helping them acculturate into our society, learning the different balances in our government systems to be able to help them acquire employment services or benefits to be able to help them grow.
And you also partner with other service organizations here for the refugees as well. Who do you partner with?
St. Vincent Catholic Charities does the resettlement. YMC does parent and youth groups. Refugee Development Center and Lansing Soccer Club does tutoring for the kids, as well as we have three soccer teams. The City of Lansing does food donations once a month. They come out and give donations. And then we have Value Lands in the city that provide food for the lower-income folks.
And 650 people totally living in the townhomes then?
Correct.
Okay. Kelly, what countries are the refugees that you serve? Where are they coming from predominantly?
The parenting skills program that we're running right now, predominantly the folks are from Nepal. that we're providing services for. Yep. And we'll actually be starting soon an Arabic speaking program for Arabic speaking countries and refugees from those areas.
So a number of these folks must have been quite disturbed over the earthquake. Were they impacted by the earthquake? Well, there was another earthquake yesterday as well, as it turns out. This must be some kind of concern.
Definitely. I think that is for the group, and I think Ray might be able to speak more on the community as a whole in the complex.
Yeah, they are some distraught residents due to the aftermath that's happening there. They have been sending a lot of money back to try to help the folks kind of get acclimated. Some family members are missing, so there are some folks that are, depressed, stressed out. They can't find their family members, but they're working with the Red Cross to try to locate those folks.
My gosh, it was enough of a challenge as it was, and now there's that tremendous tragedy to deal with as well. What kinds of skills, Kelly, are refugee families most in need of when they get to the United States?
I think the main one is obviously learning how to speak English is the first one. And that's what we had a whole curriculum set out when we started the program. And it's kind of morphed as we've gone through it, just because a lot of the time is spent working on English skills and just trying to explain how we get some of our feelings across in that within America are a little bit different than the refugees that we're working with. So we did some surveys on site in that to just kind of talk to the folks about how they're feeling about moving to the Lansing area and that. And the way we interpret that in our English language is a little bit different than maybe they would interpret that in Nepal. So just kind of teaching about feelings and how to express those feelings within the American culture and things like discipline on how to discipline your children in the correct manner have come up. And definitely talking about safety and how it is okay to reach out to police officers in our area if you need help. And maybe, they talk specifically about if there was a fight in the community between folks, what should they do? And so we had a police officer come in and talk to them about how they can get help and how they could rectify that situation.
We're talking about the YMCA of Lansing's Refugee Acculturation Program with Executive Director of the Oak Park Branch, Kelly King, also Ray Neatfield, Manager of Summer Place Townhouses, which partners with the program. Ray, you are actually a foster parent to 5 refugee children. What inspired you to become that involved with the refugee community here in Lansing?
Well, about 5 years ago, I found out that there were several thousand refugee kids in refugee camps around the world, and they were not able to go anywhere or come to America without having host parents. And with my involvement of refugees for 9 years, I felt that it was a calling to me to make that step, become a foster parent through Lutheran Social Services. And I have taken care of about 21 kids in the 5 years that I've been a foster parent.
How about that? It sounds like a very enriching experience.
Absolutely. I absolutely love it. It's a wonderful experience for both myself and the children.
It takes a lot of energy, though, I imagine, as well.
Yes, it does.
What kind of feedback do you hear from the refugee families living at Summer Place?
Well, they are glad to be in America with opportunities of employment and education. You'll find most of your adults are working within 3 to 6 months, and most of the children go through school, graduate high school, and then start LCC, or a lot of folks are now starting to come to MSU.
How exciting. Kelly, I also wanted to talk briefly about another new project that the YMCA is working on, partnering with the Lansing Public Schools to bring phys ed programs into schools that have had their PE budgets cut. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yep, absolutely. That's a program that we launched at the beginning of this school year, which it's hard to believe is already coming to an end here. But we launched it and piloted the program at Cumberland Elementary School. And we are providing a PE program for all the kids in the school. And now the kids actually have access to PE twice a week, thanks to the program. And we're doing that through the SPARK curriculum that we utilize. And it's basically a more inclusive an active, fun way for kids to engage in PE more so than your traditional PE classes.
Let me ask both of you if you could identify one need that Lansing's refugee community, if you could address one need, just resolve one need, what would you put at the top of the list, Ray?
For me, more partner supportive housing to be able to fill the need, because there is such a long waiting list of families needing affordable housing in the city, and that would be a huge need in this community.
Are the adults getting work? Are the adults, are the parents finding jobs generally?
Absolutely.
They are?
Yes,
okay.
They are. About 75 to 80% of the adults are employed and working.
Kelly, if people want to volunteer with these programs, I imagine you would welcome them with open arms. How can they get involved?
Absolutely. I think the first step would just be contacting one of your local YMCAs and going into the Y and having a conversation about your interests. And then I'm sure we could definitely find a program that would be suitable for volunteers to help us out.
But are other branches involved in what you guys are in, what we've been talking about here? Or is this an Oak Park project, basically?
So the refugee program actually started at the downtown YMCA when I was the executive director there, and then I've transferred over to the Oak Park YMCA here in October. So it's kind of in between those two branches right now, but definitely if you walked into any of the YMCA branches, they'd be able to direct you in the right direction.
Kelly King is executive director of the Oak Park Branch YMCA. Ray Neatfield is manager of Summer Place Townhouses. We've been talking about YMCA, refugee acculturation programs, and other services offered to Lansing area refugees. Great learning about your program. Good luck to you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, or you can tweet us at KAR Current State. Tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.